Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Art playing Toluga.
Let's get into our recap, and then we'll start our new episode. Last time on Dicey Situations, the Chaos crew finally confronted Lola the Spider Demon in her webbed lair. With the newly freed Bouncicles at his side, Toluga wasted no time trying out his new flamethrower. After a burst of fire illuminated the cavern, the battle commenced, with Theo taking to the skies on shadowy wings to get a good angle on the Spider Queen's elite drow guards. Toluga used the power of his wooden staff to summon a wall of thorns around Lola, trapping the Arachnomage at the center of her web. Swarms of spiders rained from the ceiling, nearly enveloping Bleebly as he tore through the air. Glebnor and Bouncicles had their hands full, fighting off waves of creepy crawlies as they tried to protect Toluga while he maintained concentration on the thorny prison. As Lola prepared a devastating spell, Phaedra finally revealed her true allegiance, counterspelling her queen and joining the battle for Manzobera's freedom. With the aid of their allies, the Chaos crew were able to finally destroy Lola and her swarms, snatching victory from defeat and the crown from her head. Climbing from the pits of the Spider Queen's fresh grave, there is a new monarch in the Underdark, the teeming King Toluga Pluplupleen. We join the Chaos crew, right still in the thick of it. I think you guys have just seen Toluga climb from this pit with a new crown on his head. And you can see that as he climbs up out of the pit, the remaining swarms of spiders all stop and bow. And you can see the one drow left with 6 hit points. He looks up at everyone. Fuck this. He just jumps into the pit.
Wait, you're my bodyguard now, right? That's how that works?
You're saying that as you hear his body.
Ooh.
Wait, you have 55 feet of thorn whip. Grab him.
Oh, I go to grab him.
Okay. Make an attack roll.
19.
Okay. 19 hits. Now roll damage.
Yeah.
No time to die.
5.
No.
Yes. Wait, hold on. You're mine.
You drag this. Injured. This guy he's covered in thorn lacerations. He's all beaten and bruised, and you drag him away from his...
Don't forget his spirit.
Oh, that's so true. It's also trampled. You drag him away from his intended demise, and he is now at the end of your thorn whip, just dangling at a pit.
Come back up here.
Let me die.
Why? You're under new management.
I don't...
We got health insurance.
Really?
Yeah. Dental, too.
Pull me up. make an athletics check if you want. Some of you guys can give him the help action if you'd like.
I'm going to help him.
Pull this bedraggled servant up.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. I pull this guy up out of the pit.
God, you're so heavy.
Wow, rude.
Good thing we have health insurance.
Can I use that immediately, or do I have to fill anything out?
I got
to
set it up the second we get it. You'll get your card.
You're going to want those W-2s on his desk by the end of the shift.
Okay.
Did she keep paperwork? Do you know if Lola had a paper trail?
I see Phaedra, like, floats down off of the...
HR's coming.
...bit of rock she was floating at, lands. Well, I can't believe you did it.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought.
No.
She kind of got stuck in a thorn wall like a big dumb idiot.
Yeah. Who would have thought a wall of thorns stops one of my problems?
I would like to first off apologize.
Why?
Should have been more upfront with you. I assumed you would have attacked her at that meeting. That's why I organized the whole thing. I guess I should have.
Well, we're very reactionary.
We can't read minds. You're going to kind of.
You just said kill her. We would have done it right there.
Yeah.
I didn't. Yet know who I could trust. You have to understand.
No, gotta play it safe. We get it.
I just assumed of everything I knew of you that, you know.
We would have killed her?
You would have killed her. Away
well,
from
I
her
mean,
lair.
It's been a long day.
But I didn't think you'd be able to defeat her
couple
here
of months
in this place.
It was easy.
I see Bouncicles is like, it was no problem at all. Yeah. Got souping. That's what we did.
Yeah, you souped.
I did.
Oh my God.
I would like to thank you, Bleebly, for giving me the magic necessary to really get a chowder brewing in that body. Yeah.
I don't like any of those words.
Mm.
But yeah, you're welcome. I'm glad to see, you know, everything's coming up, Bouncicles.
It is. It is. I see Reggie's like pulling spider web off of himself.
You okay, Reg?
I'm good. We kicked ass. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Only like minor injuries. We all look a little fucked up, but you know, it's been worse.
I'm like halfway fucked up.
Just a little, yeah. Huh?
We gotta figure out how to get like Reggie to get some sheen on him to just get these webs to fall right off.
Ooh, slop him up, daddy.
What?
Use your fish grease.
I don't know if he needs to grease me right now.
Whip fish grease on your friend.
Yeah.
And
slop him up.
It does.
Oh. Wow, that is how that worked, huh?
Yeah.
Don't ever question daddy's slop.
By the way, son, thank you for the flamethrower.
You're welcome. That really worked out well, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if you're going to be fighting in the giant web, a flamethrower is a pretty good item to have.
Just going to put that back in the bag.
Calvert's like, oh, I got you, man. Come on, give me that.
He climbs back inside the bag of holding.
So magical now that you can tell.
He's so great. I love it.
You see, Phaedra's like, she you can tell from her face, she's just still in disbelief that this worked out this way. But can you guys all give me a perception check, if you wouldn't mind?
It's a fat 11.
Okay.
Dirty 20.
I rolled real bad.
A fat 9.
Okay. The dirty 20, Glebnor, you can hear fighting in the hallway behind you.
Huh?
That like led to this chamber, the one you guys had come from.
What the? Guys.
Hmm?
Back that away. Sounds like there's a tussle.
All right.
You want me to just start shooting through the door?
No.
Ooh, what if we open the door and you flame throw the hole?
Cobbler just took it away. Just, right, why don't we just know, open the door and see how bad it is?
You guys go up and you open the door from the hall where you came from. You can see down at the end of the hall, you can see your allies, members of the Snips. They're like hiding behind pillars, and someone is just firing a crossbow into the hallway, screaming.
From the Snips or to the Snips?
At the Snips, while they're kind of hiding behind. And you can see the arrows are coming from the room where you guys were in earlier.
Bleeps, I think I know who that is.
Oh.
Jeff?
It's Jeff.
Oh, what was the cold word we gave him?
Oh. Was it Sponch?
It was Sponch.
Was it?
Can everyone give me a history check?
Why didn't I write down the code word?
Nine.
I remembered it.
11.
Mm-mm. What do you get there, Mark?
I don't have it written down.
History
check.
Oh, 16.
16. You're the one that gave him the code word, which was Rancho Cucamonga.
Rancho Cucamonga!
We can't let him pick code words anymore.
But you can hear down the hall...
there must be more of them in here. It feels like 1,000 men in that room.
They're trying to hide. There's Jeff has gone full Rambo with that crossbow.
Rancho Cucamonga. Rancho.
Finally, hallway stops. You see Jeff walks out. He's smeared coal under his eyes. He's just in a wife beater. He has a bandana. God knows where it came from. He's holding the crossbow and he's like,
you guys are lucky. Bleebly was blessing every one of these bolts. I would have got you.
He's like threatening people with the crossbow.
Hey. Calm down, buddy. Calm down.
It's all good. All good.
Did you guys see?
It was great.
It was actually impressive.
Quite the show.
And you can see at this moment, make another quick perception check for me as you see the Snips start kind of coming out of hiding from behind some pillars.
Another dirty 20.
Oh.
22.
All right.
22.
So you see coming out of hiding, just like there's pillars that are just like covered in like crossbow bolts.
How do you have so many bolts?
I gave him a shit ton.
You gave him that many?
I mean, there are probably some in there. But
he comes prepared.
You can see... The myconid toes, kind of like he like leans out from behind a pillar. You can see Kara leans out from behind the other one, and then you see Numera herself with Humphrey in tow. Humphrey is wearing a pair of brass knuckles covered in blood. This little dwarf,
oh, hell yeah, Humph.
And yeah, they come out, and as they come up out of hiding, you see Phaedra runs, leaps, and jumps into Numera's arms to hug her.
What's all this then?
Make some insight checks.
13.
11.
16.
Thank God, cousin, you're safe.
She grabs her. You guys knew that Phaedra was a member of a different house that had been put, deep undercover here. But yeah, there's quiet now in the hall. I see Humphrey's like, how the hell did you boys do up here?
Oh, we kicked our ass.
Fuck yes. High fives all around. High fives all around. Yeah. We got lucky. Some crazy jet of fire, like, took out the dirigible. So, we were able to shift most of our forces to hitting the other houses. The Civil War will be over soon. I think this all worked out.
Yeah.
I see Toes is like, I hit a guy's toes.
Nice.
Nice.
I bit his boot, and then I bit his feet, and I chewed, and I chewed.
Okay,
but did you get them all off, or?
Most.
You could go back and get the rest.
Finish the job.
Can you get an inside chart for me real quick, Theo?
It's a 9.
Okay.
Is he wearing a necklace made of toes?
Jeff just walks up and gets like right next to you. And is just like, say the word.
No, it's fine.
No, he's cool. He's cool.
He's fine. He's a little weird. It's fine.
And you see Kara like pushes him out of the way. He's like, get out of the fucking way. She like grabs you, smooches you right away.
Yeah, it was tough in there, you know?
Yeah?
Daddy, flash the bling.
What bling?
Look at this. See? Crown.
Yeah, and they all look, and you are now wearing the crown of the spider demon.
Oh.
Give me a religion check.
Did you not realize that was on your head?
No.
Oh. Well, yeah. Looks nice.
I'm going to luck point this.
Okay.
19?
19. Very good.
Doing it right?
Yeah, that sounds right. I mean, I like you having a 19.
Well, because it's the plus the wisdom, right?
Plus your wisdom score, yeah. Okay. Using the new monk
ability. I already have like a +3 to it.
That's fine.
Which is why it's making it.
Yeah.
You have a +3 to religion?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or do you have it? Are you proficient, in religion?
Yeah.
That's why you, because it goes off your proficiency bonus.
Yeah. Okay. You kind of focus now on this crown that you ripped from Lola's head. With a 19, there's one real quick flash before you're able to throw your consciousness out into the spiders of Aeona.
Whoa.
But I would say with that high of a religion check, there is a quick flash of red desert sand before your consciousness stretches out.
Hey, Strife, bye, Strife.
Yeah, I think with that religion check, you know that Strife is the one that gave her this crown. So there is a part of it still connected to him. But that flashes just in a moment, and then your vision is broadcast into the eyes of every spider on Aeona at once. I need a wisdom saving throw.
Nat 20.
Nat 20?
Yeah, for a 28.
Okay. I was going to have you take some psychic damage, but
he's siphoning power off the spiders.
I think you know what it is? Your arc has been about finding the weirdest little dudes and befriending them to your cause. And I think you've really hit the climax of this, which is you now are connected to every weird little dude in the world.
How many weird little dudes are there total?
Hold on now. I hadn't considered this. And I'm very, very nervous. Hold on.
Billions?
Quintillions?
Hold on. Let's see how many spiders. And we'll say we're not gonna go with the world because that's pretty big. How many spiders are in
Texas?
Texas seems fair.
Oh,
I'm only getting how many species of spider are in Texas, which is 900. So I feel like it's a lot. I was gonna say, I mean, these are insects on Earth. There's a fucking your consciousness for a moment is so frayed, but with a nat 20, locks in.
All right, guys, we're under new management. Name's Toluga, Bapu Gol, Plope of the People, Defiler of Denim.
Like a chorus of a million tiny voices ring out.
Hi!
Hey. How you guys doing?
It's basically like a Zoom call with every spider on the planet. And they're all now, every spider in the entire world just stopped where it was doing and is now locked into you.
All right, guys, we're chill. We're just kind of chill now. All right, so relax. I'll answer your questions. Just bring them up. We're all one big family here, all right?
A spider from a forest in the north perks up.
Hey, Arthur here.
Oh, hey, Arthur.
Are we still going to have health benefits? I'm going to need dental. I got a lot of kids.
Oh, no, we're getting dental.
Wow.
If I'm able to fight for it, I'm going to sprinkle in some vision.
Dental.
I know with 8 eyes, it gets tough out there.
You hear, millions of murmurs.
I bet Lola didn't even think about vision.
You see another a tiny blip on the Zoom screen of millions of spiders. It locks in.
Hey, Carlos here, Eastern Aona.
Yeah.
Just want to say hi. Really excited about the new leadership.
You know, I'm excited to be
Lola's kind of lax.
Really?
Yeah.
It's weird.
My brother got eaten by a bird the other day. No one even cared.
Was it a vulture by any chance?
Nope.
Oh. Well, regardless, I'll sort him out.
Thanks.
I'll make sure to kick his ass.
Exciting stuff.
You know, I'm the plope of the people. Doesn't mean I'm not the plope of the spiders.
Okay, give me a insight check real quick. You guys see that Taluga's gone like catatonic. His eyes are full of webs just spinning as he's like holding this giant meeting. The 27 insight?
Yeah.
You lock in and you're like, you're trying to find Luga. So you blip into Luga and you shift your vision into Luga's eyes.
Hey, Luga.
Father! I've been tracking you, but it's going very slowly.
Make a perception check with advantage.
14.
Okay, Luga is in the mushroom forest. She is hiding in a patch of mushrooms. You can see next to her, completely disheveled, clothes ripped, very dehydrated looking, is Tobble.
Tobble's with you.
Tobble is holding Minxy the cat. They are creeped, hiding behind mushrooms, and they are falling about 30 feet behind some kind of strange cave creature that moves about 5 feet around.
Luga, you don't want to hang out with that guy.
Well, Father, I deduce it because that thing has been tracking you for so long. Eventually, it would get to you. It was my only plan.
It's going to take forever.
Where are you, Father?
I'm in Lola's castle.
Oh, all right. I think we're going that way, but it's been going again 5 feet at a time. Very, very slowly.
You know what? Hold on. I'm going to blip into one of the phase spiders. Hey.
Oh, my God. Hey, how's it going?
All right. What's your name?
No one ever asks.
Well, I am.
Bronson Benjamin.
Bronson, what a wonderful name.
Thank you.
So well spoken.
Thank you.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
My daughter Luga's out there and she's she's trying to find me. You think you can do me a solid?
Yeah, I'm Bronson Benjamin. I can do anything you need.
Oh, man, when you bring her here, we're going to have the best dap up.
It's all the reward I'll need.
You hear like crackling teleporting sounds as he starts spider jumping
To Luga. Luga,
Father.
I got you your ride. You'll be home in moments.
Thank you, Father.
Love you.
Love you too.
Any other questions?
When you say that, there's like a wave of fear ripples out from like a pretty large chunk of your consciousness here.
Whoa, guys.
You feel
guys.
This ripple coming from Sloobledrip.
Sloobledrip?
Yeah. Make a perception or insight check if you wouldn't mind.
Well, that's a nat one.
Ooh. Okay, I think the nat one is actually just going to be because of the chaos of what you're seeing. So you try to shift your vision into one of the spiders in Sloobledrip, but because they're so frantic and nervous, it's hard to stay focused on one spider. But you start getting this weird picture. You can see that the spiders in Sloobledrip have been backed up into a corner, and there are dwarven firebelly guards holding executioner axes walking toward them.
All right,
led by the king of the Ebon Den. He looks somber as he walks toward these spiders.
I quickly grab
the setting stone.
King,
yeah,
king.
Hello.
Don't do it.
Taluga, I'm so sorry.
No, I'm the new king.
I spoke to the council. If we can't risk her taking over the spiders, it's not something I can do. I'm so sorry.
Taluga, you have to understand what I don't want this to happen.
Listen. But, what? I'm the king of the spiders.
What?
We killed Lola. Turns out she was with Krizik, so we had to kill her.
We just spoke days ago.
Yeah, we killed her. It wasn't days, it was yesterday.
I've been in council meetings. We've been trying to...
We killed her.
This is speakerphone, right?
Yeah. It's blipping out loudly, as you can see. To
you know like, we move fast.
We got it. It's all sorted. Don't do it.
Stand down! Stand down, man! Stand down!
Listen, you scared them real bad because I could sense their emotions. You calm them down. Give them a treat. Maybe a spa day.
And you see, we need to calm the spiders! And you can see through one of the spiders' vision. Gulp pushes forward through the crowd of dwarves.
I got chowder, don't worry!
Are the spiders more scared?
The spiders with open, strange mouths start lapping up weird chowder as gourds are poured toward the spiders from the Sloobledrip to Kuotoa.
Okay, they're cool. Maybe just give them like a like a, you know, just one easy day to, you know, rebuild the friendships again.
Oh, man, this is such a relief. You have no idea. I was going to... We were so worried that she was going to turn you against us, turn the spider armory on us.
No, we killed her. I'm now got her crown on. I'm the leader of them.
Thank gods. How is everyone there? Did everyone hurt her?
I mean, I'm kind of beat up. Bouncicles is here.
Bouncicles.
Yeah, Jeff is here.
Okay, they left a few days ago.
Yeah, I'm happy to know they're safe.
Well, that changes so many things.
Yeah, I got to sort out the political situation here, I guess, now.
Yeah, do you look up? Make it insight check, if you wouldn't mind.
27.
Okay. Numera and Phaedra are listening with, like, rapt attention as you're talking to, like, you know, the Underdark King. And Numera steps forward and is like, once the fighting is settled down and the civil war is fully ended, we plan on having elections here. Whoever our new leader is, I am sure will be very welcome to working with the Firebelly.
Okay, good, because I don't have to come back here and kill someone else again.
No. You've done enough.
I'll do
Thank
it.
You. You have done enough, my friends. Thank you so
as
much.
As I start pulling out the plan, I'll do it. I'll burn a bitch.
You can see.
Whoa.
Well,
I'm crazy.
The trust step back a little bit.
Sorry. Stressful.
Yeah. I understand.
You want to go in there, kick her corpse some more or something? Jeez.
Hold on. I'll be five. You just hear.
Can you actually, make a medicine check as you just start smashing on that thorax?
Do I get a... Does she shit out a child? It's a 19.
19, no.
No, I want that web gland.
You kick and punch at her stupid spidery corpse, and eventually some weird thing of her ruptures. There's like this hiss of green steam almost comes out of like a small porous pouch in her stomach.
Oh, weird.
And this like kind of like vibrating almost warm green gland plops out onto the ground. This was the sack where a lot of her poison came from. This is incredibly potent poison.
Do we have any empty jars?
I'm not putting this in a jar. Remember the last thing we put in a jar?
Oh, yeah.
It's basically a shrapnel grenade.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
I guess I'll take like a little leather bag and I'll just...
Yeah.
And yeah. Tie it off.
Tie it off. You see, Cobbler pushes the bag holder.
I think let's leave this one out of the bag.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, we got a lot of stuff here that could blow up. I
mean, yeah.
There's that whole area I wouldn't put in here. All right. Bye.
Closes the bag holding back up. See, Reggie's like, man, she's nice.
Yeah.
He's like, Reggie's at the top of the hole that you went down to like beat on her corpse. He's like, it's just nice having him, you know?
Yeah.
It's always been nice, but he's just... He's very charming.
Yeah. I start walking up.
Yeah. With your new slippers of spider climbing, you walk vertically.
I'd like to flavor those, right?
Yeah. What do they look like?
I want to have it as, like, boots, but with, like, trapdoor spiders underneath them that just kind of pop out and just climb up.
So the spiders do the walking? That is incredibly stupid. Of course you can do that.
Oh, my God. They really are just spiders climbing.
We got you, boss.
Anything else you'd like to do with your new crown? Any other spiders you want to check in on, I guess?
Before I hang up. All right, guys. I got to do a lot of political stuff. I got to set up your insurance. And then I'll call... We'll set up another Zoom call this evening.
Okay. Liam, Northeast Ayana. Hi.
Yeah, Liam.
Will we be going over kind of like anything you want us to consume or eat or...
Oh, we could discuss that tonight.
Perfect. Put it in the...
Yeah, any questions you guys have, time now to write them down, make a list. And, if I don't get to them all tonight, there's many other nights.
Yeah, millions of murmurs in agreement.
All right. Enjoy your morning, evening, afternoons, wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye for now.
You see...
Love you. Bye.
Yeah, they all start hanging up. One guy, like, buzzes in way too late.
Oh!
Clark!
Clark, yeah?
Just want to say great meeting, everybody. I caught a butterfly earlier.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thanks. Signing off. You feel the connections finally fade away. Oh.
What'd I miss?
Nothing. What the hell just happened?
I just had
what
a Zoom
did you
meeting.
Miss? It's more of what did we miss?
Well, no, I just talked to all the spiders. Lucas should be arriving soon.
How?
I just did.
Wait, oh, the crown?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Wait, you get the crown spider powers now?
Hold on. What if we do this? And I'm going to try and take it off. I'm not taking it. I just want to check something. I'm going to try and take it off. Can I take it off, Zed?
Make a religion check.
There's just a bunch of spiders holding onto my head.
Yeah.
No!
It's a nice 7.
Yeah, as you go to take the crown, it looks like little spidery claws almost come out of the bottom.
And just bat your hand.
And they almost like sink into Taluga's skull a little bit. Oh! Pull themselves on a little tighter.
That's awkward. I was just going to see if doing that and if you could try and talk to spiders, because we can find out if it's from that. I assume it's from that.
But. I have no clue. But I gotta run a business?
Spider business?
I mean, you've been kind of running a taco business.
Yeah, speaking of which, we gotta bring him here.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah,
I know.
Those guys are the guys on the construction site. We're eating a crud.
Why don't we just have...
The market's Jeff, here. We just need the franchise.
Why don't we just have Jeff set up here and...
No, Jeff's gotta go up top side to run...
We did promise.
Yeah, but I don't know if we should be leaving Jeff up there by himself in that store with his hair trigger finger.
Why not? Okay, fair. No, I agree, actually, after seeing that man.
Can you guys make perception checks?
Some of those uppity mages could probably use a little crossbow in their face.
I mean, I agree.
18.
11.
16.
Okay, you are the only one that sees this, Theo. Rich is, because he's a halfling, he's like hip height. He's been standing this entire conversation, and he's
Rich
like,
is a halfling?
Yeah, he's a tiny little guy. Or not Rich, Jeff. Sorry, Jeff is a halfling. Sorry. This is what happens when you start using normal people names.
Yeah.
It gets confusing. Jeff is a halfling, so he's holding a huge crossbow. He's just been like standing next to you guys, just below everyone's peripheral vision. And he's like, no, that's a good idea. I wouldn't trust me to do that either. I do want to shoot some more people with this thing. Once I pulled the trigger for the first time. Something changed in me.
I have to figure out how to Jeff proof this.
Just make him boxing gloves that he shoots.
Oh, that's fun.
I have an idea. Jeff?
Yes.
Give me the crossbow. I'll give it back to you before we depart.
Do you promise me that?
Yes.
He's okay. Your god. Do it.
Sorry. I just wanted to make sure. Here you go.
And I'll carve Jeff in the side of it. See, there you go. It's yours.
Don't like the sound of that moan.
Well, you know.
He's just really... Zealous. This
so
is the word. Zealous.
We can have him running the part down here. We'll just keep an eye on him.
Okay. I guess we'll have to occasionally run.
Does he know how to make a crud?
Well, no. We'll figure out how to get the food.
He doesn't even do tacos. He's a fucking baker.
He does choco tacos.
That's true.
And so he knows.
We'll
and
run
he knows
the dessert branch in here.
Yeah. And then, you know, you get the.
Who's the line cook?
Jeff.
Eggs. Do you know how to cook?
Huh?
Hey.
His name's Eggs.
We gotta vet him.
He's food.
Hold on. He's probably smarter than crud, so.
Yeah.
I'm Eggs.
See?
I'm Eggs.
Yeah, crud's a nepo baby. At least Eggs gotta work his way up.
We'll have to do this interview another time.
We gotta set something up. I mean, the drow probably have someone who can figure out a crud sandwich.
We'll set Jeff up with a shop. Just put a help wanted sign.
Yeah.
And then he'll get people who want to help.
All right. And just give him two, like, phase spiders to always watch over the place. That way, if something comes in, they can deal with it.
Well, I mean, I can't. I'll have to run it by them.
Well, yes. I mean, I'm sure there's at least two spiders that are going to, you know, be willing to work for some food and what dental and all that crap.
Well, they're already going to get dental.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
And vision.
Oh, we're doing vision?
Yeah.
Do we have the money for vision?
I'm going to fight for it. I got four eyes now. I got to start thinking about vision.
Well, I got to get back to the church. I got to go through...
Don't forget, we have those coffers up in the church.
No, I got to go over. I got to...
Guys, we can make it self-sustain... Whatever.
Plus, we already do have a stream of taco cash.
Yeah, we could just make it like a big circle. You know, it's self-sustaining.
Yes, but we have to put money into it first.
What if it was more like a triangle shape?
We can't just...
us at the top and Pedro, then all of our followers at the bottom.
Pedro, yeah. Where are Lola's coffers?
Oh, Lola has... Why would you use her money and keep our money for the other stuff?
We're loaded with coffers.
I know.
Unfortunately, Phaedra had no use for
gold. Does she have a fly supply?
So wait, how'd she do health insurance and vision and dental?
I don't think she actually gave them any of those things.
What? Oh,
she probably just said she did and never filled out any paperwork.
Does she have a fly supply?
I'm going to go to her office where, all the flies, where I assume the paperwork is.
Okay, yeah, give me an investigation check. There's like sounds in the distance of a 16. Civil war still being fought as you guys 16. Are setting up your franchises.
This is the fucking prequel trilogy where we're just doing fucking bureaucratic bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't have like an office because, again, she was a monstrous spider queen. But
check under the seat on her throne.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, you go over to the throne that was kind of like, you know, in the middle of this giant web you guys were fighting on.
Suspended.
Suspended, yes. You slink over to this throne, go see if there's any hidden compartments or anything. What'd you get for an investigation?
16. Any egg sacks that look askew?
No egg sacks. This was just a big chair she sat in, a very worn, you know, kind of stone throne. Again, really like ostentatious spider motif all on the chair.
It looks like I'm not sleeping tonight.
Yeah. And unfortunately, yeah, there's really nothing. It's just a chair. When you're kind of like a tyrannical, you know, spider monarch, you don't really have to ask for money. You can just make people do whatever you want, all right, whenever.
Fine. I'll figure it out. I walk back to Namara. Where do I get the paperwork for health insurance, dental, and vision?
What about the deed to this place? Maybe we could sell it.
Oh, no.
We could split it up, make some schools.
Yeah.
Well, we were hoping after the elections to run a new government out of this building.
Well, so this is City
Hall? Really a government building.
It could be.
There's a lot of parapets.
We've always
and
lived
tall towers.
Under a queen. It'd be nice to have a form of government that we chose.
Is this the biggest like place in this
her
city?
Her temple, yes.
Okay.
How much real estate do you need?
This is really big.
I guess that is.
You could divvy it up. Make it, yeah. Maybe make it like a town center.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Get some
retaining
daycare
walls?
Going.
Yeah, you get a daycare, a preschool, middle school, high
Kara,
school.
Kara like nudges you, Theo, and she's like, ask if we can do a farmer's market.
Oh, yeah, a farmer's market, right? We got to have one of those.
Well, they're going to have farms for a farmer's market.
I'm sure there's
how many farmers do they have down here?
It's a fungus.
We can have Slooper Drip show them how to farm.
I don't know if Slooper Drip knows how to farm.
Yeah, but they make a hell of a chowder.
You saw how we make the chowder.
I did see how we make the chowder. 1,000-yard stare.
Do I want the chowder?
No.
Yeah,
no,
it's great.
No.
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 I can make some real quick as I start walking back to low.
No. I'll try it. That sounds exciting. No, it's fine.
All right. Hold on.
Listen, I want to learn about your friend's culture.
No.
I know you don't.
Lola.
Oh! This is half of it. Hold on. I actually have to cook it now.
Please stop.
Thank you. I open the bag of holding. I whip out a giant pot with like 1,000-year stew of chowder. I add her in. I add some herbs, spices. I start cooking.
It's like a mother dough, but of chowder. Is that what you're telling me?
What do I need to make?
It's a mother just chowder.
That's what's been sloshing.
Is that survival?
Yeah, survival. That's been sloshing around in the bag of holding this whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume cobblers had some.
I've added to it. Every time I soup a guy, he goes in there. That's a 22.
Fuck me. All right.
I make a mean chowder.
Yeah, you pour liquid Lola into...
Not just Lola.
Okay.
The century soup.
The century soup, yeah. Take a hearty bowl out. Hand it to Kara. She's like...
Don't.
Lola... I mean, not Lola, sorry, Kara.
Thank you.
My apologies. I feel real bad for that slip up.
I slapped the whole thing out of her hands.
Don't you do that. I catch it.
Yeah, make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, no acrobatics, just a dexterity.
You can do acrobatics if you want.
Theo, you might want to have her brush her teeth.
Forever unclean.
A 22.
You catch the bowl
in
the
air. I catch her and I slip it in her mouth.
Well, that's the end of that relationship.
You know,
you drank it.
They see?
And I shouldn't have. I threw
it's
it all
It's not
up.
That bad.
Nope.
She gets the temp HP, or she gets the bonuses from the chef feet.
There's a brine to it that, you know, at first is offensive, but I don't know.
It's always offensive.
There's an umami that I kind of, it's not bad.
She regains additional hit points when she takes a short rest. As well as temp HP after a long rest.
I do feel great.
If Bleedly opens his mouth slightly, I'm going to quickly... So the next word he says, soup is chowder is going in.
You're just following him with a spoon?
No, I'm just waiting. Waiting to strike.
Smell like low tide in here.
Do I notice... No, this is me asking. Do I notice that he's following me around with a spoon?
You can make a stealth check. And you can make a perception check.
Oh.
I always have a, like, PvP in this is always so stupid. You guys never actually attack each other. It's just, you know, giving each other a wedgie or feeding each other an egg.
21.
Dirty 20.
Yeah, you... You look over, and as you go to say something to Kara, you see, like, oh, like, airplanes coming in.
You hear the noise.
I take the gun and put it to your forehead. You put that in my mouth, I shoot.
It's the best chowder I've made.
It's awful.
It's not. Look at her.
Yeah. Forever unclean.
Wow.
You just ruined your relish.
That's fine.
He hates that chowder.
I hate it.
Well, I'm sorry. He'll work through this. Give him some time.
Nope.
Yeah, look, can you make an insight check real quick?
It's a 9.
Okay, yeah, you look over at Kara. She smiles at you. It's just like bits in her teeth.
Nope.
What's wrong?
No.
It's fine.
You, I give her one of those pats on the shoulders. Yeah,
what?
Does anybody have prestidigitation?
That's not going to work.
Reggie looks up at you, Clevner. He's like, there's only so much magic
as
in
Reggie's talking. I slip it in his mouth.
He doesn't even have a mouth for real.
I have a tongue for some reason. And I slip it into you.
Huh?
It's the best chowder.
He's made worse.
Excuse me, that was a 22 survival chowder. That is some amazing chowder.
It's better than gulps.
That's not saying much.
Yeah, gulp doesn't know how to cook. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt there. Gulp can't cook.
I think as they're doing all that, yeah. I'm just writing down what changes I'm going to make to Jeff's crossbow.
Okay.
Shoots a boxing glove.
You get a marshmallow shooter. He's a pastry guy.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm essentially making, you know those guns that have just like the...
The orange tip?
Yeah, the orange tip that just sticks.
The Nerf darts.
That's what I'm making, the ones that stick.
The little suction cup on
it. He's going to shoot some guy's eye.
Yeah.
Bop.
Yeah, make a tinkerer's tool check for me as you modify this crossbow before you give it back to all Jeff.
Right. Tink away.
As he's tinkering, I'm like, does anyone know how to uncurse something?
Nat 20!
Yeah, you make a perfect Nerf gun out of this crossbow.
It's Nerf or nothing, baby.
It is. See, Jeff grabs it. It's perfect. I'm going to go for the eyes.
Yeah, as you should.
They're sensitive eyes.
Only attack thing. We got to set him up with
we're
a spider.
We're reactionary, Jeff.
Yeah.
We got to set him up with a spider. When the spider reacts, then eyes. only he can react.
He might shoot the spider.
I would never.
No.
You wouldn't?
No. Spiders are our friends.
Pinky promise.
Pinky promise, my plope. Man of my word.
And it'll one of the commandments, you don't hurt spiders.
Okay.
I'm not a maniac. Ooh. It's just the thrill of firing
Time
a weapon.
Start chiseling.
Yep.
Put that on the pamphlet.
The new pamphlet?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Is that first edition? Oh.
Well, this is the master copy that we make the copies from.
Oh, my God.
Would you like a new pamphlet?
Can I touch it?
Caress my pamphlet.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I go
that
on.
That is the good stuff.
Yeah, absorb the information.
I got to decide what to unattune to.
Yeah, you're kind of chock full of silly weapons right now, my friend.
It's got to be
the problem
gun.
Is, like, I have the claw tattoo, but the arms do the same.
Yeah. All right, how about this?
We need the magic needle for that.
But no, he has the magic needle.
The way it works, like
it comes with it.
Yeah. If you want, I'll let you make some funky checks to see if you can basically like absorb the tattoo to finalize it, requiring no more attunement.
Okay.
How do you guys? What's a fun ritual we could do for that? Pitch me if you will.
A pitchual.
Another training montage.
Wait,
I do the president's fitness test.
The presidential fitness test.
Yeah.
Flexed arm hang? You're not a little girl. Do some pull-ups.
As you're realizing that, like, the magic of this crown is, like, pretty, like, enormous. The, like, it's taxing almost how much magic it requires of you. You realize that you're going to have to have more control over the inky magic you've been using all these times. And again, with a tattoo like the ones you guys received in the Ebon Den, I mean, they are removable. You can, you know, draw the ink away from your body and store it in a needle once more. But I think you realize that you're going to have to fully connect here. So here in the Spider Queen Lola's palace, you like plop down on her throne, really lock in and focus. And you can see you're thinking of all the different ways you could possibly achieve this. And give me a history check, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
And you can make it with advantage, because you spent a lot of time studying in that library.
25? Yes.
You remember in all of those tomes that you read about a strange monk order of wood elves who lived deep in the northeastern forests. And they had found through a very strict but quick training regimen, they could attune their bodies. They were led by an ancient monk who was known as the president. And his fitness test would, you know, heighten his tattooed elven warriors to their next step. You think back, maybe you remember reading the rigorous things you'd have to do for the fitness test, running and grabbing a piece of like a chalkboard eraser and then running really fast, putting it down, running really fast, grabbing another one, a couple of pull-ups, several sit-ups in a minute and a half. And you think, now with the power that you've been given over these months of training and power, you might finally be ready to conquer the presidential fitness test.
I can finally beat the presidential fitness test, guys.
Do we have erasers?
You see Phaedra pulls them out of her bag. A wizard always has erasers. she clops them together real quick to get some of the chalk dust out. Sorry. Here you are, Toluga. That's
good stuff. All right.
Okay. Good luck.
I'm going to need it.
Okay. Well, you have an insane training montage over an hour and a half. Picture, if you will, just everyone standing in the side of a chamber while Toluga does really basic calisthenics. And his tattoo becomes permanent. While that is happening, Phaedra, she kind of pulls you aside for a minute, Theo.
Now that everything is out in the open, and there's no more lies between all of us.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I don't know everything about you, so.
That's what I meant. There's something I've been meaning to tell you, and I didn't know how or when. Can we have a moment? Sorry, Taluga's grunting is a little distracted. Really? The one-armed pull-up, very impressive.
It is.
If you would follow me this way.
Sure.
You walk with Phaedra into...
I'm cheering on, Dad.
Yeah.
Woo!
Walk with Phaedra into this like dark little side chamber. This was clearly Phaedra's little office when she was, like, you know...
An office.
Yeah, she had one. How many kings have a little office for themselves? You know, okay, so yeah. She was an advisor. She has a little... It's a small library. She brings you in, sits down with you.
As you know, I was a diviner. Mm-hmm. I worked in the divination college in Bad Cali for years. Decades, actually. When I was much younger, I had, at the time, what many would consider an oracle vision. This is a powerful burst of divination, where you see a future quite clearly. I was quite young, much like Myra. I was brought to Bad Cali to the Divination College to discover what my vision had foretold. The vision I had was that Krizik would be defeated by justice. The divination was strange. I saw that Krizik would fall and that justice would bring rebel and ruin to the world. When I told my superiors, they informed Lord Mansa, and he informed Krizik.
God, Mansa sucks.
Krizik came to Bad Cali then. He collected his blade, and he made his way south.
So the blade was here. Then he took it down there, did all everything that he needed to do.
Krizik left that day. He had taken on an avatar state then as well.
So it was an avatar, wasn't actually him.
Yes, left the city with a small group of his men. There were a few dwarves in the mountains, and Harbinger Urshan was with them.
Did he look as stupid as he does now?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. Thought so.
I am terribly sorry. My vision is what led to him killing your mother.
Well, did you know Monza was butt buddies with Krizik?
I couldn't have known.
Monza's really fucking up a lot of things.
He fears Krizik. He'll bend to him whenever the pressure is applied. Krizik protects him from Strife.
I mean, that makes sense. Strife wants Krizik dead anyways, and most likely to get to Monza.
I didn't know when to tell you or if you'd be upset with me, and I just can't... I couldn't have it on my conscience after you did so much with your friends to free the city.
Well, I mean, you're a kid. It's not necessarily your fault.
Make an insight check. With advantage, actually.
20.
She really needed to hear that from someone.
I mean, when we're in Bod Colli, just stay under the radar, but do what you can to help us, and we'll call it even.
We'll call it even. Monza will probably be expecting us to return soon. We've been gone for a few days, and he is planning something quite large. Last I heard, it was to be some kind of large race.
A race? Well, we got a bunch of cars. Huh.
Do not take anything they offer you in terms of vehicles. I can only imagine what they would have done to sabotage them. You have your own. Take your own.
I have a great idea. We act like we're going to take one of theirs, and then we switch it. That way, they're under the impression that they could sabotage us at any time, and then they realize that they can't.
I think it's best if, for now, we don't let Monza know that we know of his treachery. He's obviously planning something, but it might almost be better to let him to spring his trap.
I agree. Give him a false sense of security. At some point, he'll let his guard down. Then Teluga can punch his head off.
Perfect. Speaking of which, Teluga.
1,999! 2,000!
Whew, not even breaking a sweat.
Give me an acrobatics check with advantage. You're being cheered on by a small little crowd here.
I rolled 2 19s for a 29.
You flex in front of the drow. And you see that your tattoos permanently attach to your frame.
Don't flex those quads, your pants might explode.
You no longer need to attune to the thing. I'll fix that for you between sessions. Okay. We'll get that nice and cleaned up for you. All right. What's everyone's next steps here?
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Where's Luga? Should be.
Yeah. Give me a perception check to Luga.
It's this phase spider is bamfing all over.
Yep.
So, seven?
Seven? You shift into her eyes, and it's really jarring because she's going like Nightcrawler speeds, where it's kind of just popping every once in a while. And it does kind of give you a little bit of motion sickness as you kind of snap your consciousness away from it.
Oh, gee, too much chatter?
No. Oh,
too Not much enough teleport. Chatter.
And a few moments later, finally arriving, you can see a very disheveled Tobble is riding on the back of a phase spider.
Get this man first aid!
He just flops off on the ground, and Minxy the cat runs up to Glebnor.
Minxy!
And a moment later, Luga leaps off the back of the phase spider and around to Luga.
Father! Oh, I was so afraid.
Well, you don't have to be anymore. I'm the new... King, the teeming king.
The teeming king. That's a nice, has a nice ring to it.
Tobble!
Hey.
He can't dap up. He's too, he needs to recuperate.
My wrists.
They're so shattered. He looks mangled. He's had like a real rough time. I fed off the carriage going so fast.
You should get a seatbelt.
You really took a tumble there, bud.
I took a tumble.
Get this man first aid stat.
Hop, 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 hop. Bunch of little spiders. Pick him up. Carry him away.
Wow, I didn't even order them. I just asked anybody.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. I mean, they respect the...
Chain of command.
Chain of command. Yeah, exactly. All right. Can I get, let's call this like a survival check real quick.
21.
Also a 21.
Okay.
12.
All right.
As
you guys are a little beat up, and it sounds like you walk out onto there's sort of like a tiny balcony that off of the like Lola's main chamber where her throne was. You look out over the city of Manzobera, and you can see that the fighting has started to settle down all across the city. The flames of some of these combats against these rebels have finally begin to kind of dissipate, and the city's finally starting to quiet down.
The civil war in Manzobera may not be finished, but it is definitely in a much better place now that the tyrant Lola has been destroyed. And with those very high survival checks, you find Lola's bedchamber. You open a door, and the room is just bed.
Oh, wow.
Wall-to-wall bed.
Question.
Yeah.
When we were on the balcony,
yeah,
right, can I just shoot a gun in the air to make, like, a loud noise and then present Toluga with the crown?
Oh,
and
hell
can
yeah.
Can I use command to say halt?
Yeah. Are you saying halt to, like, the whole crowd, like, the
to the
city?
People. I'm speaking to the people.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, you walk out onto this balcony, Theo, and you fire your shotgun in the air, and it rings out. You look down. I mean, you are hundreds of feet up, but around, like, the base of the keep, everyone stops what they're doing and looks up. And then, I believe with your plope hat, can't you speak super loud? How's that work?
What's that spell?
I want to do that, what is it, the Will Smith thing when he's presenting?
Yeah, perfect.
What the fuck is the spell? You can, like, open and shut doors or increase the
thaumaturgy.
Thaumaturgy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can amplify my voice to all creatures within 600 feet.
600 feet?
Yeah. So, yeah, instead of using command, I just speak to the people. I don the plope hat, which is just a... like an ancient crab crustacean kind of just overlapping
on top of your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, you walk out and you do look like this insane, like, subterranean emperor. You have this, like, weird crustaceal helm. You walk out. I think for flavor, your crab claw arms pop up. On top of your head, you have this twisted spider crown. And you look out over the city of Manzobera with your voice amplified. What do you say?
People of Manzobera, cease this fighting. I, Toluga, the new teeming king, has slain Lola.
Yeah, intimidation check with advantage. 100%.
That is a 18.
Fucking pretty good.
Yeah.
See, there are, like, a couple guys who are like, is that a fish? Like, when they look up.
Damn right, that's a fish.
But yeah, the fighting ceases at the base of the keep. You can see the rebels and the rival houses alike all look up at their new teeming king.
I would like to take the shape of a giant banner and unfurl over whatever banner is already hanging off of that with the sigil of Bleebly on it.
Unbelievable. All right. I think with such a show of force, it would be insane of me not to allow you to roll for some new followers.
All right.
You can each roll a D100.
18.
69.
61.
You would get 69, you little creep. That's so funny. That works out perfect.
So what's that?
It's 130.
1472 was the original follower count.
Oh, we get so 148.
Okay. You know what? I think Reggie walks out and he's like,
what's the...
They teaming game!
Hey,
roll one more D100 for Reggie.
I got it.
Reggie is a part of the crew. You guys,
Reggie got us 32 more. He's more charismatic than.
You said 32 more?
Yeah.
All right. That's a cool 1652.
1652. Not too shabby, gentlemen.
Someone didn't roll 18.
Okay. Oh. All right. The banner was hard to read. It was very green and slimy. but yeah.
I love that he could perfectly get into anything, but he stays green.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like keeping him green.
No, it's one of my favorite things.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously, you know, overthrowing a tyrant dictator and establishing a new government is not something you can do in a couple days, but you guys really put the city on the path of actually having, you know, democracy and fair elections down here. Yeah. There are lots of rival houses. There will be plenty of politicking in the coming months as they decide who will actually be the governing body of this new place. But
can we just install a Snips Duchess or some shit?
If you guys want to kind of bypass that, the Snips were trying to bring democracy, but you know,
it's their city. Let them figure it out.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll keep an eye if it gets crazy.
I mean, I'll keep an eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it gets crazy, we'll come back.
Or I might be able to remotely handle it.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you did promise the spiders
a Zoom meeting.
So as you walk into the bedroom,
I lie down and walk away. All right, guys, I'm going to be in meetings for the next probably few hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Wait, would you like a privacy screen?
Sure.
I know Theo would.
Be flat!
make a perception check, Theo.
Was it nat one?
It's nat one. You can see Kara's like brushing her teeth in the doorway and looks up at you and she's like, really?
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
Ho ass. She walks off with the other snips. I think you're just really stuck in a big Zoom meeting.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of spiders.
Yep.
Make an inside check.
15.
Hello, Diego here.
All right, Diego.
I would just really like to talk about web safety.
Web safety, all right.
I feel like things under Lola, you know, we didn't go over the fundamentals. Anchoring web.
You guys didn't set anchor points?
I mean, we all kind of inherently know to do it, but I think, you know, we could all go for a refresher.
You see someone else beeps in. It's like, shut up.
Hey.
No one cares.
Hey. What's your name?
Phil.
Phil?
Yeah.
Every voice is valid, unless I deem it invalid.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to go on
now,
mute.
Now, I hear what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
So what might come as, you know, common sense to you might not come as common sense to others. When you were a little baby, did you set anchor points?
No.
And what happened?
I fell in a pond and almost got by a frog.
Yeah, see? So maybe we have like a little kindergarten thing. Teach the basics.
Diego, I would like to apologize for that outburst. Having a hard week. I stepped in a cocoon the other day.
Ooh.
And you know how that goes.
Yeah. It's all right.
That's on me.
It's okay.
I'm going to put myself on mute. Thank you for hearing me.
Yeah. No, I am here to listen and help.
And this goes on for just, you know, you're going to get your full rest because I think at a certain point you kind of nod off just a little.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do they notice?
You see one guy is going on like a long spiel and he's like, and grasshoppers, let me tell you, excuse me.
Yeah.
Sorry, only two of your eyes were on me. And
sorry.
You got four.
You got to understand, I am a mammal in nature and I just sleep.
We can wrap this up then.
Okay. So we'll put a pin in it from starting with, and excuse me, what's your name again?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Francine.
All right. I write down Francine begins next meeting.
Thank you. I would really like to talk about gutters. If we want to put that on the docket for tomorrow.
Gutters. What about them?
Wait till tomorrow.
Okay. Anything quick I can
do it right
anything
now.
Quick I can address before?
Yeah, like a million little murmurs. Yeah, I think we're good.
All right. I'm still working on the insurance stuff. Again, once I get that out, I'll send a quick little bing out there for everybody.
All right.
And you might have to swing by Manzelbera, sadly, or I might be able to send it out, you know, through you guys to the appropriate people.
All right. Make an animal handling check real quick.
23.
Okay, yeah. Everyone is in, like, really tight agreement. The spider seems psyched. You do see that there's one spider who raises his hand and he's like, I'm actually would like to get on the gutter tuck because I have a lot to say about gutters. And you see a bat just eats him.
Oh, God. Away. I'm going to have to check up on him. Anyone know his name?
I think that was Bucky.
Bucky with two question marks.
Yeah.
I'll tag him onto the gutters. Hopefully he's still around.
Yeah.
I want to phase into Bucky's eyes.
See the inside of
just
a bat.
Bat intestines.
Yeah.
Can I take control of Bucky while inside the bat?
I hadn't thought of that. Give me an arcana check.
Did Taluga's powers go through the spiders?
That is how familiars work.
25.
Soup your way out.
You shift your entire consciousness into this
Bucky?
Spider.
Bucky?
Ah!
Bucky.
He's like, he has eight legs, so they're all on the sides of this thing's throat, trying to stay all inside right, its mouth.
I'm only going to be able to do this for a second. It's going to get you out, but I need you to make that weird web, or that cool web parachute that spiders do.
Okay, it's coming out of my butt.
All right, you ready?
It's out. Yep.
All right. I use my soup powers to melt through the bad stuff.
Make an attack roll. This is inflict wounds.
23.
Somewhere,
roll damage, don't worry.
Somewhere like near a cave in
damage.
The deserts of Magria, there's a bat flying. A bat just explodes into you, and a little spider parachutes out like a paratrooper onto the sand.
I got you, Bucky. I got you.
Fucking house spider.
Now, I blip back towards everyone. I'm like, listen, guys, I don't think I can do that for everyone because I don't want to interfere with the natural laws of nature all the time. But just. This is the type of ruler I am, all right? So sometimes you might get saved. Sometimes, you know, it's just nature.
Yeah, you hear like little cheers, millions of tiny voices.
Yeah, woo! Bucky lives!
All right, Bucky, I've already attached you to the gutter talk tomorrow.
He's like running in the desert trying to find shelter. Yeah, sounds good. We'll talk gutters tomorrow.
Yeah!
Dives behind all a right. rock.
And I'm signing off. Good night, everybody. Love you. Bye.
All right, folks. With that, we will see the Chaos Crew next time. Keep it fucking dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.